Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're going to bring this train to the station. Mother's Day is tomorrow, I learned earlier in the show. And so I guess I've got my focus on a couple of other things. But at the end of the day, this is all about mom, the one day a year where you can dote on her and thank her for all the wonderful stuff she does for your family. I know that Lisa holds ours together, and that's a big job. And, you know, mom's got a lot of hats that they wear.
You know, and that's like a woman's gift.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She can manage people much better than I do. My patience maybe isn't as deep as hers is. And I tend to bark out orders. And,
yeah.
You know, that's probably not the best way to handle
some
things.
Which is really funny because we've got a couple of little critters in our house right now, a couple of the grandkids, and the little boy, Misha, he's about two, and this kid is like a tank, and he's a Tasmanian devil. So you've got an indestructible Tasmanian devil, and you really have to, and his mom is gentle-natured.
Yep.
And I are not.
Right.
So every now and then, the sheriff just comes in and grabs him by the shoulders and says, I don't like that.
Yep.
And he looks at me like, oh, I'm busted. And he'll try and jerk away here. He'll try and do it again, and he'll look at me, and he's like, okay, the law is here right now.
Yeah.
Right. So that's okay. That's dad's part and grandfather's part
right.
in some ways. Not to always be a jerk about it, but if people have become, I think, kind of soft and kind of like, well, everything's okay. Well, no, everything's not okay.
I never got put in a timeout when I was growing up.
No.
I didn't know what a timeout was. If it took time for dad to get the belt out, that's the timeout that I was aware
yeah.
of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually asked my daughter-in-law, I was like, do you ever spank them? And she goes, no, we believe that if you hit your child, you're teaching them to hit. And then I look over and here's Ellen smacking her brother in the head. It's like, oh, she must have learned that from me.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's funny.
It is.
Yeah.
So anyway, different strokes for different folks.
Right.
The perfect filet mignon.
Mignon.
Not my favorite cut of meat.
I know, but we're talking about mom.
I understand.
Not Uncle Randy.
Right. Well, it's tough to cook. I mean, and that's not why I don't like it. The result is never as flavorful as I want it.
Okay,
it's tender,
but let's stay on a positive note.
Super
here.
Tender.
So on a positive note, what can dad do to make his wife really skyrocket? How can you make that piece of meat? So I'm going to say for the average dad out there, he's not going to buy a whole loin.
No, you're going to buy some steaks.
Right.
And expect
they're called chops.
Right, yep. And they're about the size of a baseball.
For a guy
usually.
Named Jop, you should know
right.
that.
Right, they're about the size of a baseball, and they're anywhere from an inch to 2 inches thick, which is part of the challenge.
2 inches is a real common one I
right.
see out there right now, and I think for Mother's Day you might see more of those.
Yeah, and they're a challenge to cook because you we mentioned in earlier segments is that a lot of the ladies that they don't like what they think is medium is really like medium well, and they want the color to be right, and that's a...
But you got to make it for her.
Right, exactly. So where I'm going is that to
you
not overcook that...
You need a thermal pan. That's where you're
right,
going.
Yeah. Yeah, temp that thing on the inside and know that it's going to come up 5 degrees more after you take it off. The center of that should be around 125. That's probably a little overdone for me, but I think it's going to be mom good.
And so... There's all sorts of ways people look at that, and it's really you got to know how your wife wants her meat.
Yep.
And having a thermopen is going to help you, but I'm going to say the average woman is probably going to want medium, and that's going to be like 145.
Yep.
I like 135 for my steaks, and I would disagree a little bit with you, believe it or not. Shocker. I'm gonna say that a small piece of meat like that is not gonna raise 5 degrees. It might raise a couple, but it's a really small muscle. There's no mass there, so you don't have a huge fluid transfer going on, and it's gonna rise a little bit. But I think you're going to want to pull it about where you want it, and you got to know how your wife likes it, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I wouldn't disagree with that, because it's not a piece of meat that I cook very often.
Right.
I just it's one of the highest cut price cuts in the meat case.
Yeah.
And to me, it doesn't have the highest flavor level.
And there's why
tenderness is huge.
Right. It is. And it can be really good if you do it like with a strip of bacon around it or something. But here's where you want to go to your butcher, your favorite butcher. Everybody knows who ours is. But you want to buy those chops, those fillets, those cutlets. Pre-done, because here's what the butcher's going to do for you. He's going to trim that thing.
Yep.
And if you just buy a loin from your Costco types, your Sam's Clubs, it's going to need some work. You got a lot of silver skin on that thing, and you have that end. It's a little bit of a gross looking piece of meat.
Yep. And there's very little, I wouldn't say there's no, but there's very little fat
right.
in that cut, which right. is why I think some ladies like
exactly.
it in concept.
No cartilage.
Right. But the fat, my friends, is flavor.
But you've got to be good at trimming the silver skin if you're going to buy a loin like that, too,
right.
because you're paying $15 to $25 a pound.
Right.
And you don't want to nick it up.
Sharp knife.
Yeah.
Sharp knife.
I like, for something like that, I like a really sharp boning knife.
Yep. Smaller, easier to maneuver, and you're not taking such wide cuts.
Yep. So cut it into your chops. Do your 2-inch chops, and you could do a reverse sear if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a grill that doesn't cooperate so well, you could do a reverse sear. So do indirect grilling on it.
Right.
Season it up. Put it on the cold side. If you have to get your man card punched and
right.
and put it on the grill.
And that's where your thermopen comes in. So you know when the internal temperature is about 5 degrees from where you want it. Then the hot side of the grill, you put some color on it.
And there
is what you're doing, and that's your reverse sear.
At the right time, so if you pull it off at 110, throw it over there till you get up to whatever you want.
Right. Yeah.
And what happens? Well, you get a little more savory flavor by putting it on the on the indirect side for a while, and that is nice with a dull piece of meat like tenderloin.
Right. And I would use a coarse salt. On that, because you want a little bit of crunchiness in
coarse
the bite.
Black pepper.
Yep.
Are you going to put oil on it?
I might just, but it tends to stick a little bit if you don't.
I am. Yeah. I'm going to grease that baby up with some tallow.
Yep. Yep.
Not talons.
No tallow. Yeah, we're cooking with that right now every day, and you go to butcher, you buy it, you throw it in a Dutch oven, render it down, and I pour it in quart jars, and it's in my fridge, and
so
it's
if
wonderful.
So if you wipe that on your cutlets and your chops, your steaks, throw it on indirectly, are you going to put your salt and pepper on before you grease it up?
No, because I want the grease to stick. I want the salt and pepper to stick to it, and the grease...
I've gone both ways
with
that. If
you're using olive oil, you can
is...
rinse it off when you pour it on there, but...
Yeah.
But if it's already on there, it kind of sticks. So that's
I believe that's
where I want to
go. I go both ways with that.
Yep.
And that's the only thing.
Yeah.
So what am I going to do with it? Maybe some au jus potatoes?
Au jus potatoes?
I mean, au gratin.
Okay. All right. Now I'm with you.
I'm in awe.
I thought maybe you were dipping potatoes now, and I'm like, tell me about that, Bob. Yeah.
Funny, I was in my pantry this morning, and I saw a can of au jus, and I said, oh, I didn't know I even had a can of that left.
Right.
So I got au jus on the mind. Au gratin potatoes. Bill Knapp's restaurant, did they not have the best au gratins ever?
Bill
right.
Knapp's.
The reason to go.
Right.
I mean, I just want this steak.
Now, do you
potatoes.
Do cubed ones or the little slices?
You got to do them in slices
right.
if they're
exactly.
au gratin. So, and then what do women love? We're back up to that part again. They love carrots.
Yeah.
My wife does. Chicks dig carrots.
Yeah. I'm not a big orange vegetable guy, but I'll tolerate it if somebody needs me to cook them for
well,
them.
So what you can do is you can grill them, and then you can drizzle them with honey or hot honey. You like that hot honey, don't you? Haven't you used that for cocktails before? Or is that my son I'm thinking
that
of?
Must be your son because
hot
I'm
not, honey is really good.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it on chicken,
yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff, but
You're wrong guy to ask. Conrad, do you like hot honey?
I love my hot honey.
Okay. Yeah. Right. She's out at the grill right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly why he loves her. She runs the grill in that house. We all know that. But anyway. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker for mom. Ask her what she likes and do all you can to make it perfect because hopefully if you listened into this, you'll get an idea or two to help. But we'll talk with you next week, and hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Easy for you to say.
Not really.
See ya.